Welcome to the Post Purchase Pro Podcast. This is the only podcast that dives deep into post-purchase marketing to help Amazon sellers increase sales, ranking, reviews, and profits. It's everything that happens after the initial sale that makes a difference. We call this the back end.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. You are watching the Post Purchase Pro Podcast. I will be the one taking point today. My name is Amir, here with Dylan, also
hey, from everyone. PvP.
You guys might recognize him, but I am probably a pretty new face to most of you. But let's, without any further ado, let's go ahead and introduce our guest for today. We are being joined by, Dylan here from OmniRank. Dylan, say hi to the people.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me on the podcast. I'm stoked to be here.
Yeah, we're stoked to have you. So, Dylan, tell us a little bit about yourself, about OmniRank. Kind of just give everyone a background.
Right. So, OmniRank is actually a PPC agency. In the past, I mean, merged together into a growth hacking agency since 2019. So, we mainly like help Chinese client in the past, and right now we are offering capacity to the foreign client. So me, myself, I was a seller in the past until now as well. I own a seven figures brand. And then I do started from 2014 back in the days. And wow, I mean, it was like such a long journey from all the tactics that we are able to use and not able to use, you know. So that's OmniRank, yeah.
Awesome. So Dylan, here we're always trying to give everyone a little bit of knowledge, just kind of help everyone out. That's really what we're here for. So we are going to go ahead and dive into some questions and kind of pick your brain for everyone that's listening. So the first thing that we wanted to ask was, what are the top three strategies that you would recommend to Amazon sellers to help increase their sales?
Top three strategy, huh? Interesting. There's so much strategy that we have come up with in the past, because different timing, you got like different strategy, but I guess the fundamental always works best, right? So the first one, I would say, always dial in into your PPC, as in like you want to utilize all the PPC first in order to, you want to start with the listing, and then also the promotional coupon, as in like the voucher, the 7 days deals and 9 deal, and then you can go for PPC. Use them both together to maximize your revenue. After that, you can start considering the external traffics, like affiliate marketing, and then also you can go for influencer marketing, because those are the lowest hanging fruit where your competitors is not using. And that's why if you're not doing that, you're actually missing a lot from the table. So that's the second one, right? From utilizing the internal traffics to external traffics. And then we will go for a brand launch. A brand launch is something that we have invented in our company. So we launch a product using a crowdfunding platform like Kickstarter. The way we advise that is to, the reason we want to go for that is because we want to build a real brand instead of just a Amazon brand, right? So we always ask people, as in like, why is your brand, is your customer going to be asking where do they buy the, is your customer friend, ask them where do you buy the product from? If they answer, they got it from Amazon, then it means that you don't have a real brand. If they answer your brand, and congratulations, then you have a real brand. So to get your brand scale faster, you need to focus on branding. And it's only through brand building that you can scale year by year faster than ever before. And that will be the three main strategy that I will go for.
Yeah, so it's essentially taking it from just this idea that we're we're only going to be on Amazon, or we're only focusing on Amazon and instead looking at the big picture. So that way you just kind of nurture that brand to help bring it up.
That's right. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that. But so yeah, go ahead, Dylan.
I was just going to say, it sounded like taking it from a real top-down approach because, I mean, you can focus on the PPC all you want, but if you haven't actually refined the listing to get it optimized, I mean, you can throw all the money at it that you want, but it really doesn't matter until we've gotten that first thing taken care of, then PPC, and then on top of that, we can layer on the external traffic sources, but we can't just focus on, you know, those other two first, because it's important to start from the ground up when we're doing this.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. So while we're on the topic of growth, so in terms of rapid growth techniques, what are some just key tactics that, a lot of sellers or maybe that you guys look for, when you're looking to, accelerate your actual growth, not only, and since, you know, this isn't strictly to Amazon, just in general, what kind of tactics do you guys like to look at when looking to accelerate that growth?
It's all about always be launching, because if you don't launch a new product, I mean, your brand is dying essentially, because you can get replaced by other competitors sooner or later, especially right now you have AI to help out on trying to come up with a new product. It's just getting easier and easier for them to come up a new product to just, you know, just make your product obsolete. Yeah. So product launch is the number one thing that we focus on the most with our client and our own brand as well. The way that we do that is we use AI to identify the gap. Of course, like the normal research process is going to be like you use the software to find out the keyword gap, you find out the using HM10 or Jones Scout to find out the basic product, you know, and then keyword gap, and then Google Trend, and then spy on maybe TikTok creator marketplace. But then what our advice is, since everyone is using those tools, everyone knows about how to create a research. The only thing that you can win among them is to do a pre-launch or product validation to make sure that your product sells outside of Amazon in the same time that would sell in Amazon. Right? So when you're competing, after 2 years later, you can still use external traffics to drive them back to Amazon to accelerate your growth.
Like a sort of hand in hand operation. They're kind of trading off or working together, essentially.
Yeah, it's like internal traffic and external traffic. Because a lot of product right now on Amazon, they are just a normal commodity that doesn't attract people from interactive marketing, right? If you just go on to get a UGC or influencer or maybe to help you out to create a video, it just doesn't drive traffic. And that's why you want to sell product that is at least £30 above or is attractive enough to drive external traffic, and then you can have a consistent growth afterward.
Yeah. Like kind of just expanding on that, the thing that you mentioned earlier where it's you're creating the brand. So you're marketing the brand. You're not just marketing an Amazon product. So that it helps drive that outside traffic. Now, while we're on that topic there, so you did mention if you don't give customers a reason to come look for your product, how is it that, you know, you can kind of compete with all that competition within Amazon itself? So how would you advise that a lot of viewers here watching, how would you advise them in order of navigating the kind of competition that you have to face when selling on Amazon?
Just stay positive. As in, like, when I mean positive, because if you're not positive, then you're going to do nothing. Back in the days when I started, like, on Amazon, like, it's all about black hack tactic, gray hack tactic, right? From giveaway to say, Facebook group reviews to search find buy, right? Until Rebate Key got shut down because they officially got a letter from Amazon saying that is a black hat tactic. And now the level of playing field is just so equal because no one is there enough to go for reviews manipulation or sales rank manipulation. And that, I would say, right now, is like never ever before that everyone is like equal. The old seller is equal than the new seller because all you need to do is to launch, a product like a brand style, and then to make sure that you will be able to capture the audience in the long run, and then hopefully they will come back to your brand again for a repeat purchase.
I see. And with repeat purchases, that's kind of essentially our whole bread and butter over here at PPP. So our whole focus is getting customers that have purchased from you once to kind of come back and gently remind them that you're still here, and you probably have, if it's a consumable product, then it's time to kind of resupply on that. Or if they're non-consumable products, then we have a ton of other things that we're offering on our store. But besides what we do, what strategies do you suggest for Amazon sellers in terms of retaining customers?
Retaining customers, that's good. What we do in our own product is we have a very good facility or infrastructure rather to mm-hmm. get them to attract customers to come back. So the way we go for is we design packaging that attract them to visit our website. Like rather than a website, say it's just like a landing page. So a landing page to get them to come to us to fill in the warranty form. Right, so we just say your product would cover a 6 month worth of warranty. But if you want to extend them, you can come to register our website. We'll give you a 24 month warranty because that warranty is just cost you nothing. You have to warranty them anyway. If you don't warranty them, they will give you a bad reviews, and then it costs you a lot more than you're not like giving them for free anyway. So for that part, we put it into the Amazon PDF. As in like send out email after they purchase, we put it in the insert card, we put it into the packaging as in a QR code, right? And then we also have an insert card that comes with NFC as well to make it more tacky, to make them try to tap on it to go to their website, right? After that, that's where the real show starts, right? Once they come to the back end of the website, once they fill in the information, let's talk about what they are filling in. The things that they are filling is about, of course, their information and about the questionnaire about the product. What do they think about the product? Do you think that what material that you want to improve next time? And then what are your occupations? And then what are your age as well? So we are collecting all those information to try to use it for future product development, and then use it for Facebook retargeting as well. And of course, we are installing pixels and GTM on the survey so we can capture all the information on where they're coming from, right? So because of that, we got all the email. We are able to, after the survey, we can nurture them, and then we can segment them, and then we can upsell them. If you're selling a mouse, you upsell them here's a coupon for your keyboard, right? And then you can also upsell them as in like when there's a new product launch. So you essentially increasing your customer lifetime value. Right? So there's a lot of way that we do to really squeeze the most from the customer to increase the average order value and the lifetime value in the same time from just the back end of the repeat purchases. And then, the next time you launch, it's just getting easier and easier if you're selling it as a brand.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's our favorite part about it, because as you continue to build the list from the products that you're already selling, it makes it easier and easier when you have a list that you can go back to relaunch a product. Like maybe you do use all these other external sources, but you also have your own customer list that you can rely on when it's time to launch a product again.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So, Do you have any recent case studies for anybody that works with your agency that you'd be willing to share?
It's in the PowerPoint, but I don't have it right now. But I can share the number, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, can you imagine, like, just by doing implementing that system that I just talked about, there is actually 3% of the people who are actually coming back as a customer, right? So imagine, like, if you're a $1 million seller and you're able to capture 3%, that would become 30K. That is actually a lot of money that is living on the table. That is just like a one-time setup per product, and then you're able to capture them, and then you've got an email list increase in the same time that you can grow your brand. And before that, like what the client does is like that they do it by themselves without all those things that they implemented, and they are able to get 0.5 only. So that would be so-called the case that we have, yeah.
Gotcha. I mean, you're speaking our language right there with, you know, getting people to opt in and coming back to buy again. Yeah. That's what we focus on every day.
Yeah, that's post-purchase pro, yeah.
Yeah. So what's a perfect client for your agency then?
We work with e-commerce seller and Amazon seller in the same time. We have a complete infrastructure for Amazon, and in the same time, we are helping e-commerce seller to do email marketing on Klaviyo as well, and launch a product on Kickstarter as well. So it's all about like growth hacking here for us.
Gotcha. And do you have any thresholds for like what makes sense to work with you guys as far as sellers, like what they're doing currently, or from the basics? Or
we work with seller that is doing over 10K, because if they don't make over 10K, it the effort there, it just doesn't make sense for them to capture that. Maybe just 3%, they are still like they should launch more product if they're just selling doing a 10K monthly. Otherwise, you know, they will be our perfect client.
That makes sense. It's a lot of effort to do all the other things if you don't have the sales engine there in the first place to support it all. So what's some of the toughest one of the toughest barriers that you see a lot of sellers running into today that's hard for them to overcome? Like the new people getting started.
The new people getting started. For them to overcome, I would say the barrier to entry to Amazon is no longer like in the past that you can just send product to Amazon and then just test out whether or not they have sales. Because by the time that they test out, there's a tons of new product will come in to replace them in just maybe the next 60 days. And that's why they are just wasting the time for just testing a product. So what they need is more on like 100% sure that that product is going to be a hit, right? Mm-hmm. By using a different way to validate the product and not to waste time on just to think about testing a product or selling a product as in just a commodity, as in like it's a store. If they still treat that as in a store to sell anything on Amazon, then they will eventually land somewhere that being obsoleted by the competitors, because you should have your brand essence, you have your brand story, and all the things built on day one when you're selling on Amazon.
Yeah, that makes sense. Back in the days like 2016, 2017, it felt like the Wild West, how you could just launch anything. You just slap a logo on it and that's a brand, and then throw it on Amazon. Nowadays, it seems much, much more difficult.
Yeah, white labeling is no longer works right now on Amazon.
Yeah. So how could any of the listeners get in touch with you if they wanted to reach out and work with Omi Rank?
So if you guys want to reach out to me, you guys can go to Instagram or LinkedIn. The handle is Digital Dylan Official, or just email me on dylan@omirank.com.
Gotcha. Yeah, we'll have to get those handles from you so we can include that in the descriptions. And I've got two questions that we love to ask on every single podcast just to close it out. So the first one is, what is your favorite business book of all time?
My favorite? I'm actually reading The Breakthrough Advertising for a second time right now. I would say that is the fundamental for every marketer or business owner to understand the concept on how to sell or how to how does this psychological behind as in the consumer behavior, how does it work, you know? So that will be the book that I would recommend if you are just new or you're just even if you're expert, you want to revise as well because there's so much new idea, it will come to you whenever you read it.
Yeah. What was that book title one more time?
Breakthrough Advertising by Eugene Schwartz.
By Eugene Schwartz?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. I will write that down because I'll need to check that out.
And by the way, that was the first book that I bought that is over $1,000. That is crazy. But yeah, it was worth every penny.
Oh, wow. I will have to check it out then. I haven't seen a book priced over $1,000 besides textbooks, of course.
Yeah.
And Dylan, actually, last question here that we've got for you is, what is something that you've purchased in the last 12 months that might be considered a splurge, but you don't regret it?
I got Tesla. I don't know, maybe some people would think of like Tesla is just a car, but to me it's actually automation. I was able to I'm quite techy myself, I'm quite aware of a situation on the road as well, so I use it very diligently. So whenever I'm on highway, whenever I'm on traffic jam, I just turn on automation, and then that lane assistant and also the auto steering, you know, it just make my life so much easier. I was able to call on call while I'm on the road. I was able to eat my guests like while I'm driving. So can you believe that? So that is the best investment that I can go for. It has that on the wire.
Yeah.
Just automating traffic.
Yeah. Like that thing is like a system in our company. We're trying to automate like every process that we have and system, and the same as like Tesla. And I'm thinking in the future, the pace of the future is going to be automation as well for cars. As Elon Musk says that like drivers should be able to entertain themselves while driving. And I think that's the trend in the future.
Yeah, I've seen people doing a lot of stuff driving a Tesla. Like I've seen people checking emails on their computer while the car is piloting itself.
Yeah.
some crazy stuff.
Awesome. All right. Well, Dylan, thank you so much for your time today. It was a pleasure meeting you. Any last closing remarks?
Yeah. What should the listeners take away from this podcast today?
I would say always launch product, always validate the product before you go into Amazon. And don't waste time. Right now is the golden age of e-commerce. And if you don't take action, eventually that you lose a stream of income coming into your pocket like that others will do anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
Awesome. Well put. All right. Well, Dylan, thank you so much again for hopping on here. It was a pleasure. And we will go ahead. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Maya. And thank you.